Hey guys, it's Abdul for the good folks over at Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware, downtown Indianapolis. You know, the fall will be here before you know it, and the temperatures will start to drop and get a little bit cooler. So swing on by Leon Tailoring to get you something warm that will not burn a hole in your pocket. Maybe it's a nice little bit of a heavier jacket, or maybe a heavier blouse or skirt, or no matter what it is, maybe a nice sweater. No matter what it is, you can get it at Leon Tailoring. You can get it ready-made or custom-made or tailor-made. Just go on in, tell them Abdul sent you, and they'll take care of you, and they'll be happy to do it as well. Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware in downtown Indianapolis.
Has an opportunity to speak, it would be appreciated. Thank you so much. Hello. All right, so my name is Deja Chapman. I am here to speak on behalf of Congressman Andre Carson. I actually grew up right here in Indianapolis, and Congressman Carson has been my representative for years, and now I have the pleasure to serve as his campaign field worker. And while Congressman Carson regrets that he was unable to attend, he wanted me to share a little bit about his platform on his behalf. So as many of you know, and maybe some of you don't know, Congressman Carson was born right here in Indianapolis, and he has dedicated his life to growing our economy and building a stronger middle class. Now we hear those phrases all the time, but what does that actually mean? That means bringing federal dollars back to where they're supposed to be, right here in Indianapolis. Just last year, Congressman Carson brought $18 million to local organizations making a difference in Indianapolis. Organizations like Community Action for Greater Indianapolis' Foster Grandparents Program, the Boys and Girls Club, the Father's Family Center, and more. Now this is because Congressman Carson understands that these organizations are on the ground, and they have a unique perspective on how to make our city better. Congressman Carson also secured funding to strengthen Indigo to make projects like the Red, Blue, and Purple Line possible. Just this week, the Purple Line opened, and it is better connecting neighborhoods to opportunities. He also served as a senior member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, where he passed the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which is one of the largest investments in our nation's infrastructure in history. So that means we're improving roads, our streets, our sidewalks, and also giving folks access to clean drinking water and internet infrastructure. Just earlier this month, Congressman Carson announced new funding for a full lead hazard control program with the City of Indianapolis Health Department and IU School of Medicine. Many of us are old enough to remember what happened in Flint, Michigan, and Congressman Carson wants to ensure that that never happens again. And let's talk about that internet infrastructure. Congressman Carson understands that access to the internet is not a luxury. It is imperative that our community has access. And because of this, he is advocating for the renewal of the Affordable Connectivity Program, which could save any residents hundreds of dollars on their internet bill every year. And finally, Congressman Carson is proud to have helped pass the Inflation Reduction Act to lower the cost of prescription drugs to those on Medicare to just $35 a month. So that's what he's been doing, but he's not done because he has new goals for this next Congress. That includes lowering the cost of prescription drugs, lowering the cost of housing, and everyday items like our groceries, as well as passing his food deserts bill and restoring reproductive health care options for women across the country. Now, Congressman Carson was raised by a strong woman, including his grandmother, the Honorable Julia Carson, who was also a part of the Divine Nine. And he wanted to make sure that I let you guys know he is so proud to have a strong AKA community here in Indianapolis. And because this is the AKA event, we have to say, we got to get your sister across that finish line because we love calling her Madam Vice President, but we're looking forward to calling her Madam President. Thank you so much.
Ms. Chapman, we appreciate you representing your candidate well. All right, next on the agenda is John Schmitz. He is a candidate for Congress as well.
I like to get down with the people. I just want to show of hands, how many Republican candidates do we have in here? How many Republican candidates?
How many of you
would like? Probably all of them. She's done a great job organizing this. I think we give her a hand clap for that because she's on. This is what we get when we get gerrymandering, when we get places where it is all one thing or another. My name is John Schmitz, and I'm running for Congress to send a message to people that we don't have to put up with this. This will do two things. If you elect me, I'll do a better job. All that stuff you talk about, I know how to not only implement that, but I've done it for 34 years in my own company, of doing things more efficiently to serve my customers. You can go right down the road here on Main Street Speedway on 12th Street, and there's the old Allison building there. I'm a mason contractor. All of the angle irons were failing. The bricks were falling off. The city council was all over the guy that had the building. And we went in there in the last year and we fixed it. Now, you can drive by and see that, what we've done. I looked at that building when I first saw it, and I thought, man, that's our political system. The bricks are falling off of it. We need somebody that has the experience and the knowledge to go and fix those things. Now, I bring that up about the Republicans here, and one of my platforms, I guess you would call it, is I go where Republicans don't go. But you can see we don't have the representatives that are in the lead. We don't have, and I'm going to throw my own people under the bus a little bit here. We don't have Jim Banks here. Why does Jim Banks think that you're not important enough for him to come see you? You know, why Mike Braun? Somebody wake him up. Where is he? But, you know, my opponent's not here. He refuses to debate me. And, you know, Rusty, thanks for coming. I mean, to put our hats in the ring to do this, it takes one courage and I think sometimes no brains. So one of my things is I tell people I'm not very smart, but I do not quit. I live down in Mars Hill. Me and my wife bought a building. We used to live right down here on 15th Street Speedway. We bought a building in Mars Hill. This is how I got into politics. We started working on it, and the city came out and harassed us about, you know, fixing it up, violations and all that. We started working on that, and then the city comes out and red tags us. And a year and a half later, $15,000, I got to work on my building to help an underserved neighborhood. Folks, that's not right. Our government is supposed to help us. And a lot of folks say, well, you're running against Andre Carson, or you're running against Rusty Johnson. I say, you know what, I'm not running against either one of those. I'm running for you. I'm running for the people. And my goal is to be one of the best servants politicians that you've seen. And I want to send a message to the Republican Party, the Democrat, whoever it is. If you don't come out here and you don't get in the community, we're going to vote you out. And if we do that enough, then people start listening, and then those guys have to come out here and come to your events. And Valerie, you've done an excellent job here. They missed out. We got to talk about what we want to talk about. And if you do have a problem, grab my card over there. I answer the phone. I don't send it to a staff member. I answer the phone. I have ADHD, so I can do that. You know what I mean? So consider me to vote. One quick story, and then I'll get going. I actually had this in my calendar. I've never had a calendar before. I have a Google calendar. Some of you are laughing because you saw me last week. So I had it on the 13th, so I put on a lot. It's like on a Sunday. I'm like, I haven't this event on Sunday. What's up with that? And then I realized I looked at things the 19th. So I see Friendship Missionary Baptist back here. So we don't have already been at the St. Luke's for church. I try to do two a weekend, you know, I get out there. I'm just going to roll back this little drive and go in there. I go in there. Annette Johnson's in there, and she said, we're going to let people speak today. So I got to go in the church, and, you know, politicians going into church to talk politics to me is, well, let's just say it's, I think it's rude. So I went in and gave a little speech. I gave a little sermon about Matthew 25, about service. It's the how, the what, and the who. The how is what is in your lamp. You know, the five virgins and that. What's in your lamp? Five had oil in their lamp, five didn't. What's your purpose? What is your purpose? And the next thing is the how. We have talents. And a lot of people say, well, that was pay or this or that. But I call it talents. What's our gifts? What gifts do we bring that build the kingdom? We need to use our gifts to do that. And then the who. The who is Jesus. At the end, it talks about, well, Jesus. Well, Jesus is that person that's incarcerated. It's that person that has, that's homeless. It's the person that has needs. We are to serve those people. And my promise, and it's a heavy burden, my promise is that I will serve you until I fall over. And That is my goal. If that's only 2 years, so be it. That's 2 years. But I will give it all I can. And like I said, you call me and I'll come here. I want to leave this on a friendly note. I tell a bunch of bad dad jokes. I've been waiting for years for them to become popular. So I'm going to tell you one. Get out of here. Be like the preacher back there. So I'm going to keep you short. Okay, so what do you call a holiday decoration made out of $100 bills? Let's leave the fragments. Hey, a groan is as good as a laugh.
Thank you so much. I do want to acknowledge that we have Mrs. Alexandra Hall. She is the Indiana State Coordinator for Connections and Social Action. Would you like to say a few words? Also a candidate for Congress for District 7 is coming up next.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Rusty Johnson, like she said, and this is Miss Roxy. She'll be 3 next month on the 14th. I'm a disabled vet. I was bitten the spine by a coral snake. I had my 20-minute back surgery 9 years ago. It took 19 years to get my disability from the VA, and I thought that was horrendous. So for the past 12 years since I received my disability, I've been helping veterans get their disability free through the VA. We've helped 1,051 veterans get 100% of their unemployability free through the VA. We have another 460 that receive between 60 and 90% disability free. And right now we have 4 Vietnam veterans. We had 7 at the beginning of this year who have been fighting the VA for 54 years for their disability. And that is horrendous. They lost their homes, I know, because I helped them get their disability, and I'm helping them now. 19 years waiting on the VA for my disability, I lost a home, my first marriage, and everything. I was never homeless, thank God. When I was bitten the spine by a coral snake at Fort Polk, Louisiana, I was studying to become a chaplain. The snake knocked me out for 14 hours before they found me. I didn't drown, the alligator didn't eat me, and the snake didn't kill me, so God had a plan. So when the snake bit me in my spine, it caused the nerve root to swell shut and the venom couldn't go anywhere. So only by the grace of God could something like that happen. And that's what we're here today. So for all of our veterans that have come through to ask me to help them for their disability, I've never once asked them the color of their skin, their religion, their sexuality, their disabilities. I've had to ask to help them. But all that is noise to us. We're about people helping people. And I left the GOP in December. I got fed up with them because they wouldn't stand up for our veterans. And so we are running that. We're kind of fed up with both parties. Pardon some Democrats and Republicans out here, but we're fed up with them. And nothing's getting done. You know, these people say you're supposed to hate these people. These people say you're supposed to hate those people. Why do we need to hate anybody? We're better together than we ever will be apart. Elvis Presley said, "The same God who made you made me, and our God does not make mistakes." And I believe that with every shred of my body, you know. And that's what we do. We try to make this better for everybody. And that's why we're running for Congress, is we want this to be a better world for everybody. The two parties are doing it. Nothing's getting done in Washington, D.C. Nothing's getting done here in the State House with the supermajority. We're better than that, and we deserve better than that. So I hope that you'll stand with us and say, enough, let's get this place cleaned up. I have 9 years of experience in the military, and I can be a great leader. We're starting a ranch for veterans, first responders, and handicapped children. We're going to be doing mental health care. Then we're going to be housing up to 40 homeless veterans. We're going to bring them in, clean them up, get them the mental health care they need. Once they're released from mental health, we're going to hire them to work on our ranch for 120 days. After that, we're going to take them anywhere in the state they want to go and help them get a job. After 30 days, we're going to buy them a house. They can't sell, lease, rent, or mortgage at home for 5 years. That protects them from any of their creditors trying to take it away. It also protects us if they want to sell for drugs or alcohol. Every veteran will receive a beagle puppy from America's Vet Dogs, and our trainers will train them how to train the puppies. So not only are they going to get a puppy that's going to give them unconditional love, they're going to have to learn from our trainers and trust our trainers to train them how to train the puppies. So they're trusting people again. That's the number one issue that our homeless people face, is the trust, or the lack of trust. So, like I said, we're about people helping people, period. And that's the way it should be. It's not happening in Washington, D.C. It's not happening here in the state of Indiana. We got to come together, unite the people and not the parties. The parties have got us both where we are now. We're better than that. We have to stand up and let them know. So ask for your vote on November 5th, and may God bless each and every one of you. If you pick up one of my cards and you want to contact me, that is my contract with you, that within 24 hours, I will contact you. Okay, like John says, he'll answer his own phone, same here. So that's all I have. Thank you very much. God bless.